You're listening to Amud V'Chazaru, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches, Erevin, Daf, Ayin Hey, Amud Aleph. Ayin Hey, the simon is Am Ha'aretz, and Am Ha'aretz. There's going to be one zikr point for tonight, which is going to be primarily, like basically our whole topic. This is the moment we've been waiting for at least 15 blot of the headquarters of the sugya of Haregel, Hamuteres, B'Makoma, that whole thing. We've mentioned it several times, where you have the we'll see, we'll take a look. We've been quoting from here, I think as early as Nun Tes and several times after that, but we'll actually take a look at it. So this is, we're starting from the Mishnah. Shtei chatzeros zulifnim mizu. You have two chatzeros, an inner one and an outer one. Irva panimis velo irva hachitzona. So the inner chatzer made an eruv, and the outer one did not. Hapanimis muteres vachitzona asura. Right, that makes sense. So far, so good. Hachitzona velo hapanimis. If the outer one made an eruv, but the inner one did not, shtehen asuros. They are both asur. Why are they both asur? Well, they're both asur because the pnimis didn't make an eruv, so that's why it's asur for them to transfer into the chatzer. And because the people, the bnei pnimis, have a drisas regel in the outer chatzer, they have access to there, and they are usher in their own, then they are for sure going to create this isser in the outer chatzer as well. So the outer chatzer also, they can't use it unless they all joined in an eruv together, but they did not.
Otherwise, they're considered, because they're going to have to inevitably walk through the...
Yeah, they're considered having a chalik in the outer chatzer, and they didn't join in the eruv.
Got it. So as if they're in that same chatzer.
Yeah. Now we're going to see to what extent this drisas regel will play an impact, and that's going to be the machlokas over here. Irva zu la'atzma v'zu la'atzma. Irva zu la'atzma v'zu la'atzma. So let's say they each made their own eruv. The penimis, the chatzah penimis, the bnei chatzah penimis made their own eruv, and the bnei chatzah chitzona made their own eruv. They're both considered their independent, detached chatzeros, and they can use it accordingly. Rabbi Akiva Oser Hachitzona, but Rabbi Akiva says no, the outer one, still it's Oser for them. Shedrisas Aregel Osarta, because the Drisas Aregel answers it. The fact that the Bnei Pnimis have their ability to, they have a chalik in the outer chatzer, so they're considered part of it, and that they're going to answer it for everyone else. Yeah. Well, yeah, so, yes. The Chacham Omrim ain't Drisus HaRegel Osarta. And the Chachamim say, no, the Drisus HaRegel does not answer it, which... Seems unnecessary to mention, because that's what we assumed from the Tanakhama. The assumption now is that the Chacham is the Tanakhama, right? So the Chachamim seem to be the Tanakhama, right? The anonymous other opinion, but it doesn't seem like it's necessary to repeat this shita. So we'll have to deal with this. Shachach echad min chitzona v'lo erev. If somebody from the chitzona did not join the erev, hapnimis muteres rechitzona asura. So if somebody from the chitzona did not join in the erev, so the pnimis is muter, but the chitzona is asura. Min pnimis. But if somebody from the inner chatzer forgot to join Erev, velo Erev, shtehen asuros. Which seems to be the shita. What? Well, you're saying it is the shita, Rabbi Akiva? It seems even stronger. Because even though you can, even though the, it doesn't have to be only Rabbi Akiva. It could be the Chacham would even agree with this. Because it's not just the Drisus Regel, but the fact that the Panemus is also, it's Usher for them in the Panemus, so that would extend the Drisus Regel even to the Chatzer.
If it's Usher for the Panemus, you wouldn't have, it wouldn't arise, the situation with Drisus Regel. Because it wouldn't be carrying into the Chatzer in the first place.
No, but they still have Drisus Regel, meaning they still have a Chelek in the outer Chatzer.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, but so we're going to see that this
based on Chilak, it's not based on the character.
It's going to be a little hard to properly, like the Gemara is going to try to really any confusion in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to try to deal with, because it's going to be unclear who's saying what. So v'chatzon asurim in a pnimis v'lo erev shtehen asuros nusnu eruvin b'makom echad. If they put their eruv in one place, seemingly they joined together and put it in one place. V'shachach echad, and somebody forgot. Ben min apnimis, ben min echitzona, v'lo erev, and he didn't join in the erev. So now they're all supposed to be joined together, but one guy forgot. So shtehen asuros. What's going to happen? They're both going to be asur. V'mhayu shel yechidim, einan tzrichin la'arev. But if they were of yechidim, if the two chatzeros were of yechidim, meaning one person lives in the chatzer, in each chatzer, so then they don't need to make an erev. Right? If Reuven lives in his house and he has a chatzer, and his chatzer opens up into an outer chatzer of Shimon, and it's only him, it's only the two of them there, so they don't even need to make an erev.
Now, if there's Rishis Arayo in the inner one, the outer one, through the outer one, doesn't that treat it as if there are two individuals?
So it would look like that according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Chacham would not say that, because the Chacham seemed to say, the Chacham seemed to say that the Drisus Regel is only a problem if in their own place it's Usher for them, then that Isser extends in the Drisus Regel. But if they have a Heter, if it's Mutter within the inner Chatzer, if they, it's Mutter for them, then the Drisus Regel is not going to be a problem. It's not going to Usher it in the other place. Rabbi Akiva says, no, as long as someone has any Chalik of Drisus Regel in this place, it's going to be a problem. So now let's try to figure out these opinions. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yanai, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said that Rav Yanai taught that these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. This is how you're supposed to understand Rabbi Akiva. Da Amar Afilu Regel Hamuteres B'Makoma Oseres Shelo B'Makoma. That, and this is going back, what we mentioned this on Nuntes and other places, and it was hard to understand properly there. But it's that even the foot that is mutter in its own place is going to aser in the other place. Meaning, its own place, we're talking about the pnimis, and the drisus, the guy who has drisus regel in the chatzer. So the ben pnimis, if it is, or b'nei pnimis, even if it's mutter in their own chatzer pnimi to carry, even if it's mutter, they're going to aser the outer chutzir because they have Drisus Regel. Right? Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say, Kishem Sheregel Hamuteres, Eina Oseres, just like the Regel that's Mutter, it's not aser for them, meaning if the B'nai Pnimis have access in their inner chutzir, it's not aser for them. Kach regel ha sura in oseres. Even, are you having trouble with the words or the concept?
The concept. I'm trying to understand the logic.
Okay, so this sounds like not what we would have expected, right? We would have expected somewhere in the middle. These are two extreme opposites, right? That Rabbi Akiva says that it's us, whether the B'nai Pnimis, it's usher for them or mutter for them, it doesn't matter, they're still going to usher the outer chatzer because of the Drisus Regel. So what do the Chacham say? So there are two possibilities of what they would say. They argue, but there are two ways to argue. You could say, no, if it's mutter in the Pnimis, they're not going to usher the chitzona. If it's mutter in the penis, it's not going to in the penimi, it's not going to asher the chitzona. But if it's usher in the penimi, in the penimis, that's going to asher the chitzona. And what we're saying over here is no, even less than that. Even if it's usher in the penimis. So if this is two steps removed, right? There's three ways to three possible things that we could have said. If it's usher in the penimis, or if it's mutter in the penimis, either way, it's going to asher the chatzer, the chitzona. That's Rabbi Akiva. And now, well, what if it's mutter in the?
And I understand. It says not only where when we mutter the penimis, it doesn't asher the chitzona. Even if where it's a build up, so it's saying a finish.
So this is an extra.
There's no koyach of the penimis to asher the.
Right. Even if it's usher in the penimis itself. Right. Okay. So Tznan, so we're going to see, wait, hold on, is that true? Is that the correct understanding of the Chachamim? Is that really, right? Tznan, we learned to the Mishnah, Erev HaChitzona V'lo Penimis, if they made an Erev in the Chitzona, and not in the Penimis, stay in Asuros. So both of them are Asur. So Mani, who said this? So again, they didn't make an Erev in the Penimis. Right, so therefore, it's usher to carry within the penimis, and we see that the chitzona they made an erev and it's still usher for them. Okay, well, let's identify the tana mani ilam Rabbi Akiva. So, in defense of Rav Dini's understanding, Rav Dini in the name of Rav Yana's understanding, you would want to say, oh, that's well, yeah, that's Rabbi Akiva. The chachamim are super makel, and this is Rabbi Akiva. So ilam Rabbi Akiva, my area regular surah. Well, so why are you telling me the regular surah? I feel the regular materis, not me. Right? Even if it's mutter.
You need a combiner for both.
Yeah, even if it's mutter in the pnimis, it's still usher in the chitzona. So why are you telling me? So like you're going to tell, if this is Rabbi Akiva, why is Rabbi Akiva talking about this? He would talk about that, right? So, okay. So Ella lav Rabbanon, so isn't it really the Rabbanon? And if it's the Rabbanon, then Rav Dimi, b'shem Rav Yanai, you're understanding that the Rabbanon is wrong. The Rabbanon hold the middle ground that, you know, the penimis will asher the chitzona if it's asher in the penimis itself. No, so the other Rabbi Akiva. No, I'll say it's Rabbi Akiva. The lozu afzu katani. It's teaching us in a matter of lozu afzu, right? Which means that sometimes the Gemara has, as you actually, I don't know if you meant it like this, but it has like a build up that it says this, which is not, this is not so much of Kiddush, and not only this, lozu afzu, even this, it's even a higher level. So Rabbi Akiva kind of starts off in this lower level of saying, right? Because now, it's like if we have the three possibilities of the opinions. So we said that the Chacham have the most makel, right? Rav Dimi asserts the Chacham have the most makel opinion, and now we say Rabbi Akiva says a level stricter, and even a level stricter than that. It's like a build up to these two levels. So you can't refute Rav Dimi through that. Okay. Well, let's try again. Tanan, we went to the Mishnah. Erev Zula Atma, Vezula Atma. Zumateres Mifnei Atma, Zumateres Mifnei Atma. That if they each made an individual Erev, Pnimis and Chatzir, so they are both Mutter, they're able to carry within their own, in their own space, their own Chatzir. So, Taima de Irva. The reason that they're allowed to carry in their own space is because they made an Erev. Hello, Irva. But if they didn't make an Erev, stay in Asuros. Vaho, Haitana, Dama, Regel, Materas, Enoseras. So, this Tana, saying this, that says, Regel, Materas, Enoseras, that when it's Mutter in that Chatzer, it doesn't Aser. Yeah. Regel, Hasura, Oseras, Mani. Maniha, who is this? Ilema Rabbi Akiva hi. So if you're going to tell me this was Rabbi Akiva, so again, afilu regel moteres, nami. Even if the regel is moteres, it would answer it. You're making a taloi. You're making the heter for the chitzona to carry taloi on whether or not they made an eruv, meaning whether or not the panimis can carry or not. So if you're going to tell me that this is Rabbi Akiva, so even a regular Mataris, he would say, is Asr. Elo lav Rabbanan, so isn't this really the Rabbanan? So, and this is no longer lozu af zu. This is like jumping back and forth now. So you don't say like, you know, it's got the ode. And another problem, by the way, me to save a Rabbi Akiva, raise a live Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
You would want to assert that this is Rabbi Akiva. So first of all, it doesn't sound like it would be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva would be more machmer than this. This is the middle ground. Rabbi Akiva is more machmer than this. And also, that doesn't make sense to the flow of the Mishnah. The Seifa is Rabbi Akiva, so the Reish assumes it's not Rabbi Akiva. Right? We have just going back. Irva Zula, right? I'm just going back in the Mishnah for a moment. Irva Zula Atma, Zula Atma, Zuma Tesh Atma, Zuma Tesh Atma, Rabbi Akiva Oser. Hitona. It doesn't sound like it's Rabbi Akiva. So, really, the Gemara says, no, cool at Rabbi Akiva. Now you can say the whole thing is Rabbi Akiva. Which is hard. Because Suri Mitzvah Bahaki Gitani. There's something missing, but this is how you're supposed to learn. Irva Zulat, Vazula Atma, Zumatesh Bifne Atma, Zumatesh Bifne Atma, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. This is an important qualifier. Bamed Dvarim Amurim. When is, again, we're assuming Rabbi Akiva now, right? When does Rabbi Akiva say that that they're allowed to carry and it's not going to asser the outer guys, right? That the people in the Pnimis, they're allowed to carry, but it's not going to asser the Chitzona. Isn't there Drisus Regal? So, B'medrum, Sha'asla Daka. It's when they made a small, a thin door. Rashi says this is Adelis, Pnimis, Asla Adelis, Katana. Right? So if they have a small door, then what does that do? If they have, meaning they have a little exit in the inner chatzer. So if they have a little exit in the inner chatzer, their drisus arega loses its significance. Yeah?
They're still going to use that pathway, correct? There's no other way for them to get out.
No, they can. They have a daka. They have a small door that they can get through.
Okay. This is a separate path?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So the Drisus Aregel lost its power, right? Because now the Bnei Pnimis don't need the Drisus Aregel in the Chatz in the Chitzona. It's far down. It's the Daka. It's like very far down. You see it? Vasilka drisus regel mechitzona. They lost the drisus regel because the drisus regel is contingent upon the assumption that they have no other way to get out of there, no other reasonable way to get out of there.
So look at these. Yeah. They aren't supposed to touch here. You're saying that the small door is the path from their chutzner, the inner chutzner, the outer chutzner. That's where they erected this.
The path from the inner chutzner to the outer chutzner
is where this door is erected. So instead of it being however wide entrance from one chutz to the other, inner to the outer chutz, they've narrowed the entrance, but we're still going to use that entrance.
How is this?
They put in the small door at the entrance to the outer chutz to renounce passage, and this is what Rashi is explained by Meromi Sadeh. This is the inner chutz closed off part of its entrance, the outer chutz, leaving just a small entrance between the chutzers. In this manner, it demonstrates its renunciation of the right of passage to the outer chutz. I'm like, okay, but if they're still going to use it, I don't know, quite sure I understand fully what that means.
So that's not how I understood it, but
okay. Do they have a separate exit out of their chutzner?
Maybe they plan on staying home for Shabbos. I guess.
To say that we're going to renounce our passage, our rights to pass through, but we're still going to use it anyway.
Okay. I didn't understand like this, but if that's the way, according to that understanding, if you're renouncing your automatic right, and then maybe you could ask permission.
It's almost like a bittul at that point. It's like we're renouncing your right. Oh, hey, we're going to use it now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
So, I don't.
Okay, but it's okay. Yeah, but I mean, but you do. You understand? Yeah, you understand what the Gemara is trying to do.
I understand what the Gemara is saying. I don't know why it works.
Okay.
But, yeah. If that's
you can call it a bittul. You can call it, you know.
No, but if it's a
yes, yeah, so maybe now they either intend to stay home for Shabbos or they intend to ask permission every time they go through, but they don't have their automatic permission if they built the daka.
I was just wondering if they're mafkia, their renunciation, but that's what I'm saying. Like, are they withdrawing their renouncement?
When?
Because you can
when they do what?
When they actually use that path. If they actually enter, step into the...
No, so that's what I'm saying. Maybe they either don't intend to, or they would have to ask permission to before they would use it now.
Right. So you see that they would guess instead of having right.
Yes.
Regal.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara is saying, Bamed var mamurim. So, wait, this is... Again, taking a step back. The problem was... Anybody defending Rav Dimi want to assume that this is Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva. What are you talking about? This is Rabbi Akiva. So first, I mean, we dealt with the problem of the Reisha Seifa a little bit because we said there's a, you know, Chesir Mechser of Halki Kitani. Okay, and also we're saying that Rabbi Akiva would never be so makel. So he would say, right, that the chitzona is not, it's not usher for them, even if there's heter in the pnimis. So he's no. Ba'amet ramurim she'osu tadaka. Avalos tadaka chitzona sura, dibra Rabbi Akiva. Why? Rabbi Akiva, osar chitzona b'pnei shedrisha saregel, osaras. And the chachamim omrim, the mission will continue, and the chachamim say, ein drisha saregel, osaras. The drisha saregel does not asser it, and also does not asser it ever, because this is the extreme view of the Chachamim of Rav Dimi and B'shem Rav Yanai. Moser Rabbi Bar Abaye. Rabbi Bar Abaye is going to challenge this. V'im hayu shel yechidim ein srichan arev. So he said, in the end, if it was of yechidim, you don't need to be ma'arev. Mashma. Hoshel rabim srichan arev. So that means that if there were, you know, two people in each one, you'd be able to be married. Alma, we see, regel hamuteres b'makoma, eino oseres, regel hasura, oseres. Right? So we're meaning, this is the opinion of the Chachamim, that if you have one and one, right, Reuven is the only guy who lives in the Pnimis, and Shimon's the only guy who lives in the Chitzona, they don't need to make an Eruv, and they don't answer each other. Meaning Reuven is mutter bimkomo. It's mutter in his chatz pnimis, and he doesn't answer Shimon. Okay, so meaning that's against Rabbi Akiva. Otvan. Yeah? Right, if Reuven lives in the pnimis and Shimon lives in the chitzona. So Reuven, it's mutter for Reuven in his own chatzer, right? Of course, it's one house in a chatzer, and he doesn't ask Sir Shimon because it's regel moteres b'makoma. However, the mashmos then are. But if there weren't yechidim, if it was Reuven and Shimon living in the pnimis, and Levi and Yehuda living in the outer one,
yeah. In other words,
it's Osiris.
If you say like Rabbi Akiva, the regel moteres the drusus regel requires then a joint eruv. So then, even if you have a yachid,
even one on one, yeah,
that would be viewed as being two in one chatzar.
Correct. Correct. Now, but this is the opinion. So obviously, it's not Rabbi Akiva. I mean, it's clear it's the opinion of Chachamim. But what we're saying is that, however, the Chachamim only say this if it's one and one. Mashma, if it was two and two. If Reuven and Shimon lived in the Panimus, and Levi and Yehuda lived in the Chitzona, it would be Aser. Hold on, it would be Aser. What does that mean? That means that the people in the Panimus would Aser it for the people in the Chitzona. And that which seems to indicate that the Chachamim hold that, right, so Srichan Arif Alma Regel HaMuteres B'Mekoma Eino Oseres, but the Regel HaSura Oseres. Meaning this is the middle ground. The Chachamim don't hold the most lenient, they hold the middle ground. Rejection of Redeemi. Va'od. Masiv Ravina. Ravina also has something to say about this. Shokach Echad, in our mission we said, if Shokach Echad means Chitzona, below Erev. If someone from the Chitzona did not make an Erev, Hapanimis Muteres, Chitzona Asura. Shachad Echad Mimad Pnimis, but if one of the inner guys forgot, Velo Erev, stay in Asuros. They're both Usher. Taima de Shachach. The reason seems to be because he didn't join in the Erev. Halo Shachach, stay in Mutaros. But if it did, but if he didn't forget, then right, he, meaning he joined in the Erev, then both would be Mutter. Alma regal hamutaros eno aseres, regula sura aseres. So Rav Dimi seems to be rejected because it seems that the Chacham hold the middle ground shita, not the most lenient. So he also Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rav Yanai. So I guess we're missing like a word Amar here, but when Ravin came, he brought the following teaching. Amar Rav Yanai. This is what Rav Yanai said, right? Because again, Rav Dimi was quoting Rav Yanai in Eretz Yisrael, so Ravin was also one of these, I forgot the term for them, but one of these Amorayim who traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, bringing the teachings often of Rabbi Yochanan, over here of Rav Yanai. So he brought the teaching of Rav Yanai, and he taught it differently. Amar Rav Yanai, Gimel Machlokos Badavar, there are three Machlokos Badavar. Rashi says this means... Okay, what does it mean? It means that there are actually three opinions, right? We've been assuming it's Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, so it's actually three opinions. It's the Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. Tanakama savar regula materos eno oseres regula sura oseres. The Tanakama holds that this middle ground shita, that if it's mutter in the chatzer, in the panimis, then it's mutter in the chitona. Doesn't ask the chitona, but if it's usher in the panimis, it asks the chitona. Rabbi Kiva savar afilu regal materis oseres. That really strict shita, as Rabbi Kiva has been consistent. V'rabbanan basurai, and the later chacham in the Mishnah, the opinion that's chacham omrim savri, they hold kishim shregal materis ino oseres kach regal asura ino oseres. This lenient shita. Which also explains why we have a Tanakama, and then Chacham seem to repeat their opinion, but no, it's not repeating. They're actually saying this much more Mekel Shita. Okay, over here. So.